Well, good morning, everyone. So have you ever prayed and felt like you were just talking to the ceiling? Have you ever prayed and prayed for something and it seemed like nothing was ever going to happen? That nothing was going to change? Sometimes it feels like God doesn't hear our prayers. Sometimes it feels like our prayers don't matter. But the Bible teaches us that God always listens to us. And that God hears our prayers and that our prayers do matter, that prayer can change things. Way back in the book of Exodus, the Israelites made God really, really angry. So God and Moses were talking, and while Moses was up on the mountain, the Israelites created an idol. They made a golden calf and started to worship it. Well, of course, that made God very angry because God had been taking care of them. God had gotten them out of Egypt safely. God had been making sure that they were fed and they were safe and they were cared for. And yet, these people who were God's people, who God had taken care of, had turned around and started worshiping something else. They were ignoring God and worshiping an idol. And that made God so angry that he wanted to destroy the people. Have you ever thought that sometimes the things that we do make God angry? Well, in the book of Exodus, God was pretty angry with the people. And Moses prayed to God. He talked to God and pleaded with him that God would forgive the people, that God would give them grace. And the Bible tells us that God forgave them. That God gave them grace. You see, Moses' prayer mattered. He prayed for the people, and God listened to Moses, and God changed his mind. Sometimes it seems like our prayers don't matter, and not all of our prayers come true when we ask for them. But God promises to always hear us. He promises that our prayers matter, that he loves us, and we know that God knows what is best for us, and that sometimes what we pray for isn't really the best thing, that God has something better in mind. But he promises to hear us and to listen to us, and he promises that our prayers can change things. So don't give up. Keep on praying. Keep talking to God. God is listening. Let's pray. Loving God, we are so thankful that even though you created the whole universe, that you are still willing to listen to our prayers. And God, we ask for strength and for courage to always talk to you about everything, Lord. And God, we ask that you remind us that you are always right there with us and that you hear us when we pray. Lord, we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.